Welcome. I want to start with a question. How accessible is trust in your life? By that, I mean, do you feel this abiding sense of trust, or is trust not even close to your default setting? So many mornings each week, I drive to my local Starbucks, and I always turn on digital radio, Sirius XM. My first choice is the Grateful Dead channel. If I don't like what's on that channel, I go to the Fish channel. If I don't like what's on that channel, I go to Pearl Jam. But digital radio, so awesome. There's always something to hear. The signal is always clear. Remember in the past when you had an analog radio and you had to dial it in, tune it in, you could only hope to get a good signal. And if you got a good signal, then you had to deal with all those commercials. I think most of us, not all of us, but most of us have an analog connection to trust. There are days where we feel the poise and the abundance and the flow, but there are lots of days where we cannot tune into that frequency. And instead, we feel and hear the static, the commercials, the world obnoxiously reminding you what you still have not accomplished and what you need to work toward. It's why we do meditation every day, to create this clear digital type connection to trust and peace and abundance, so that when the tough stuff clouds your headspace, you just change the channel and get back to what feels right. How do you find that clear connection to trust? There's this brand new book just came out. It's all over the press right now. It's called Stay Woke, a meditation guide for the rest of us. It's by this guy, Justin Michael Williams. About 7 years ago, I worked with this guy, and now he's like the new superstar of self-help. His book's being touted by everyone. So Justin Michael Williams, he's African-American, he's gay, and in the beginning of his book, he dedicates it as follows. For my Black brothers and sisters, this is for you. For my LGBT brothers and sisters, this is for you. For my women who've had enough, this is for you. For my starving artists and workaholic creatives, for my conscious entrepreneurs, for those who have been discriminated against for their otherness, for my social justice warriors, for all people of color and everyone who is woke enough to understand why I'm pointing that out, this is for you. And Justin Michael Williams, he's calling to that part of you who's most disconnected, disgraced, scarred, because the most broken part of you is your saving grace. So when I used to live in New York City, I had this eerie, mystical experience. A few of you have heard me tell this story before. It was June 2013, and I was in my tiny little apartment doing a yoga practice, and I was in this really deep shavasana. Call it a dream, call it what you will, but I heard this inner voice saying that he had been using my hands to write. And it just felt true in the oddest and most wonderful way, because in the days prior to this shavasana, I'd been having these strange experiences where I'd be typing on my computer and the cursor would spaz and erase entire sentences when I only intended to erase a letter or a word. It felt haunted. And then I had this profound shavasana from which I awakened with a sense that the guru that I had been searching for had also been searching for me. And this guru had a message and wanted to share and needed some hands to type with and a computer to type on. And lying in that shavasana, I felt this huge sense of relief because some of the stuff that I write, I don't live by. Hey, admitting your weakness is its own kind of strength. Said this guru during my shavasana, own your weaknesses. The more you have, the more opportunities for the guru within to shine through. So I was explaining this to my wife, and she says half jokingly, what's the guru's name? I did not answer that question because I didn't ask his name. But a few minutes later, the name Ron came to mind. I know that sounds more like a porn star name. A guru should be like Patabi or Mati, but Ron? So after this shavasana, I wandered over to this private little spot on 6th Street and Avenue B called the Creative Little Garden. I wanted to breathe a little deeper. It was such a beautiful June morning in New York City. The garden appeared to be locked, but I tried anyway and I was able to squeeze in the gate. I found a table in the back of the garden where I could post up and write in my journal. And there was a guy in the garden sitting nearby. It was a peaceful morning, good energy, and the guy says to me, "Hey, I'm Ron. Swear to God, so help me die, cue the Twilight Zone music." It turns out Ron runs this creative little garden. He invited me to become a member, and then he went his separate way tending to the garden. And all I could think of was Richard Bach's classic book, Illusions. You ever read that book? It's so good. It's about an airplane mechanic named Donald Shimoda, who part-times as the Messiah. Okay, so maybe he was just a dude named Ron who ran the garden, fair enough. But maybe, just maybe, there are a million wise spirits at play all around us. And maybe, just maybe, these spirits are searching for people with cracks in their armor, weaknesses in their system, through which they can shine. And the point of this story, the clear signal that you are seeking, is the one that comes through your cracks and scars and weaknesses. That's why I was so drawn to Justin Michael Williams, because he tells his story. He's from a broken home, and he's letting his story move through that shattered place, and it's super engaging. You find yourself rooting for this guy, rooting for his message. Life is not the game of holding it together. That game is unsustainable and totally exhausting. It's the game of letting it go and being comfortable in the release, in the chaos, in the million pieces scattered in every direction. Physics says there is no steady state in the universe. Change is constant. Life is a mess. How you handle it says much about the clarity of your signal. You're either tuned in to the analog static, constantly searching for a better feeling, or you're tuned into this clarity of abundance and peace, trust. Pema Chodron writes, "Only to the extent that we expose ourselves over and over to annihilation can that which is indestructible be found in us." She continues, "Things don't get solved. They come together again and fall apart again. The healing comes in creating room for all this to happen." Take a moment to get a little more comfortable. Question for you. What's not working today? What's the mess in your life at this moment? What's unorganized, impossible to solve, the weakest link? Can you just relax into that? Can you breathe into that? Can you create room for it to happen? And in the process of creating room, activate trust. Again, things don't get solved. They come together again and fall apart again. The healing comes in creating room for all this to happen. Activate trust. Build the muscle. Call on it. Turn it on. Turn it up. For a few minutes, I will leave you to relax, to breathe, to meditate. If your attention wanders off, activate trust. Activate trust. Activate trust. your attention wandered, activate trust. Activate trust. Coming back to the moment, just thinking of digital radio, XM, Sirius, whatever you call it, you always get a great signal, never have the old issues of tuning your radio, dealing with commercials. Digital radio, it's there when you need it. What if trust could be just as accessible, just as clear? Next time you're struggling to find trust, next time you're tuning the so-called radio stuck in the commercials and the static in your mind, be the shattered vessel, crack open. Things don't get solved. They come together again and fall apart again. The healing comes in creating room for all this to happen. And in the process, activate trust. Build the muscle. Call upon it. Turn it on. Turn it up. Activate trust. Activate trust. Activate trust. See you tomorrow. Peace. Hari Om.